Let's read together Proverbs chapter 11, verses 1 through 14. In this chapter, we have more Proverbs to help us live life successfully. Proverbs chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. When a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of the unjust perishes. The righteous is delivered from trouble, and it comes to the wicked instead. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is jubilation. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Let's begin our study of this first half of Proverbs chapter 11 with some background notes. We know from 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32, that Solomon spoke 3,000 Proverbs. We only have a fraction of these in the book of Proverbs, only about 500 at most, because it looks like Solomon may not have written all of the Proverbs in chapters 22 through 24, as we'll see. Remember, the Proverbs are more than just popular sayings. They are wisdom sayings. They teach moral principles and common sense. They are very practical for living life in this chaotic world. And that brings us once again to our doctrinal point for these Proverbs of Wisdom. Doctrinal point: the Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Verse 1, Proverbs 11, verse 1. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Well, a whole talk could be given on just this one verse about business ethics, right? Before the use of coins, scales and weights were used for buying and selling everyday merchandise. Dishonest merchants had two different sets of untrue weights to use to their unethical advantage, depending on whether they were buying or selling. Now, this proverb not only has application today for business practices, but for honest dealings in other areas as well. Do we use just weights in dealing with our children, for example? The Lord delights in just weights. Verse 2, when pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. Here we have two package deals, a good one and a bad one. Two for the price of one. Pride and disgrace go together, and humility and wisdom go together. Now, which package deal do you want? You cannot gain honor if you're proud. In fact, you will be brought down and disgraced. And you cannot gain wisdom if you refuse to be humble. Verse 3, the integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. Here's a great principle for determining God's will for your life. Since life is a long string of little and big decisions, you will be following God's will for your life if you always seek to do the right thing and make the right decisions with no hidden agendas or what's in it for me schemes. If you are double-minded, you are unfaithful and headed for shipwreck. Verse 4, riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. We can certainly preach the gospel from this proverb, right? You can't take it with you, and money certainly cannot buy salvation. Only through faith in Christ do we receive righteousness and eternal life. Verses 5 and 6, the righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. Do you want to live a stress-free life and not a life filled with obstacles and problems? Then live your life based on biblical principles. Those verses once again, the righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. Verse 7, when a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of the unjust perishes. Can you think of a worse scenario than getting old and facing death and realizing that you invested all your time and strength and money for this life only? How tragic. Can you think of anything worse? Verse 7, once again, when a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of the unjust perishes. Verse 8, the righteous is delivered from trouble, and it comes to the wicked instead. You know, I love this truth. I love the truth of this proverb that God has built into his moral universe. So often we see that the evil someone planned to do to others backfires on themselves. Haman in the book of Esther is a well-known example. Verse 9, the hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered. We know that the godless can do great damage to a person's reputation by their poisoned tongue. Knowing how to stay clear of these slanderous people is a means of deliverance. That's the basic idea in this proverb. Verses 10 and 11, when it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is jubilation. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. What a blessing it is to live in a town that has good and godly leadership, leaders who throw out the bad guys. Watch out for your city if the mafia or mob is in control. And that can be extended, of course, not just to cities, but to the nation as well, right? What a blessing it is to be under godly leadership. And what a blessing it is when bad leaders are thrown out. Verses 12 and 13. He who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Now, whether it be a literal neighbor or a person we work with or a local official that is not perfect, it is usually better to keep quiet about them than to badmouth, belittle, or slander them. Now, this does not mean that we sweep sin under the rug or refuse to bring wrongdoing to light or to do away with justice in any way. No. But it does mean that we don't gossip or play up people's faults and belittle people as if we had no faults. We all need to take this proverb to heart. The proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. And that brings us now to our practical application for this first half of Proverbs chapter 11. Surround yourself with godly counselors. Surround yourself with godly counselors. Let's take our practical application for this talk right from verse 14. Proverbs 11:14, where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Now, we mentioned in our comments back in verse 3 that making right decisions in life is not only important, but it's a way of following God's will for your life, because life is really a string of big and little decisions. Everything you did today, for example, was done via decision-making. Everything. Now, some of these decisions were small and subconscious and automatic, and some involved conscious decision-making. A committed believer with sanctified common sense will generally make the right subconscious automatic decisions. You don't have to go through a decision-making process for deciding whether you should brush your teeth each day, for example. And you don't have to have a long prayer session to determine whether you should read the Bible each day. We know what the will of God is in these matters. But there are big decisions in this life where we go through a decision-making process. Now, here is where a number of biblical principles for God's guidance become very important. One of these principles is right here in Proverbs 11:14. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Whether your decision be in reference to your education, your marriage, a career change, an employment opportunity, a relocation of the family, or whatever, surround yourself with godly counselors. Plural, counselors. Not just one counselor who might have a selfish agenda, but many counselors. And not just any counselors who will tell you whatever you want to hear, but godly counselors who are not afraid to tell you what you may not want to hear. Godly counselors want the best for you in the long run, and they want to see God's will fulfilled in your life. So when you have a big decision to make, don't just talk it over with someone that you know will give you what you want to hear. No, surround yourself with godly counselors. And practical application number two, use your words as CDs and not as IEDs. Use your words as CDs and not as IEDs. What's an IED anyway? It is short for improvised explosive device. As you know, IEDs are being used very effectively by enemy forces to hurt our American troops, either as roadside bombs or hidden explosives. The CDs of our practical application are certificates of deposit, not compact discs. Now, what do CDs and IEDs have to do with Proverbs chapter 11? Well, look at verse 9 once again. Proverbs 11, verse 9. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered. Now, let me read this verse from some other translations. From the New American Standard, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. With his mouth, the godless man destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. And from the NIV, the New International Version, Proverbs 11, verse 9. With his mouth, the godless destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous escape. And from the Living Bible, Proverbs 11, verse 9. Evil words destroy. Godly skill rebuilds. In other words, words can either tear down or build up. Words are powerful. They can be deadly and destroy like IEDs. The reputations and careers of many people have been wrongly destroyed by the weapon of words. On the other hand, words can be like good CDs and be a good investment in people's lives and build them up and increase their potential to serve the Lord and bring glory to God. So be careful how you use your words. Use your words as CDs and not as IEDs.